welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 30th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. How's it going, Antoine?
Pretty good. It's late. I think we're both tired.
Yeah, I'm super congested again, but whatever. I was trying to think of a way to work into the fact that your birthday was February 7th. But I couldn't quite figure out how to get that in the intro in my current state, so.
You still managed to.
Maybe I'm more clever than I thought. All right. So let's look at the news this week. As always, we're going to start with our new releases. And then we'll do our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first on the list of new releases, we have TT Combat, new 10mm sci-fi terrain.
Yeah, I said 10mm sci-fi terrain, but it's...
Drop Zone Commander terrain. Aim
at Drop Zone Commander, because at the same time, they have re-released everything for Drop Zone and Drop Fleet Commander that is now owned by TT Combat. So it was a big release day, and there's a bunch of new buildings for it. So two, three, four, five, I think, different style and different size. It's cool because looking at other company, they only have like similar style of building, but just in different sizes. Those are different looks. So it makes for a more of a living city, I could say.
I really like the look of the buildings. I think they're going to be nice on the table. And I think it's a reasonable price to 8 to 10 pounds for MDF buildings. That seems pretty reasonable.
Yes, it's a good price compared to other companies.
Shipping will probably be murder.
That's the sad part. But being TT Combat, they might have some distribution options.
Yeah exactly. I'm sorry, I was ooing because I saw the Aurelia Felix, the PHR release or pre-order. Because there's a bunch of pre-order like stuff for Drop Zone.
Yes.
And it's basically the heavy dropship with two giant rail cannons on it. I've always loved that dropship and always hated the fact that it can never do anything except carry stuff around. So,
now you can do stuff with it other than just carry troops.
And, I'm quite happy. Quite happy.
So everything we've been talking about, either the building or the new, the Drop Zone Commander stuff, it's on priorities and it's releasing February 9th, so quite soon.
I'm just going to say, Antoine, the Lieutenant Colonel James Rodriguez pre-order for your faction looks awesome.
I've not even looked at this stuff.
Oh, baby.
Kind of VTOL.
With giant missile racks.
Yeah.
It looks really good. All right. enough Drop Zone Commander.
Yes.
next up, Fat Dragon Games, World War Tesla.
So this is a new 3D printable war game. So when you go through the site, you have a link toward a download file, and that's a giant zip containing STL files for the vehicles and units, but also all the unit cards, the rules, and everything. So it's a fully printable war game set in a kind of mix of post-apocalyptic
kind of like sci-fi. A ray gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Ray gun punk style.
Yeah, it's ray gun gothic?
Yeah.
There's a term for this, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it might be ray gun gothic. I don't remember. Anyway, it looks cool. I'd have to look to see. I mean, the only thing on this page we see is a couple of a walker and like a land torpedo and a crater. It's not terribly exciting stuff, but I'd love to look at the lines. We'll have to see. But, you know, 3D printed games. The future is now. All right, next up, Nuts Planet, Evelyn Bust, and the Executioner.
We'll start with the first one, but the second name made me laugh. So, Evelyn, it's a high elf or dark elf or any type of elf. Bust, And
there's Bust all right.
There's Bust all right. Yeah. So she looks a bit like an elf princess wearing a really deep cut dress.
Yep. She's full figured.
Yep. It's a nice piece. It's a revealing piece, so it might not be to the taste of everyone.
Yeah.
There's no nipple, but you see ample bosoms there.
Yeah, that's for sure. At least there's no underboob.
Yep, that's true. They're too firm for that.
It's a nice figure. I find the face is sculpted a bit differently than we see for most elves. She looks a little more human.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks like she might be more, like, or at least the way the paint job's done, she looks older.
Yeah.
You know, she's not the young maiden. She looks more like a mature woman.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of that is the painting with the emphasis on the wrinkle. Is it the right name for that? C'est comme les rides autour des yeux, la bouche.
Yeah, the smile lines and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lovely piece. And is that $40 US?
Yes.
For a bust, that seems very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. It's a 1/12 scale.
And then we have the Executioner.
So this is a pretty post-apocalyptic slash maybe sci-fi full-length model. So it's complete at 1/24 scale, so that's 75 millimeter of guy standing up, shirtless with all kinds of patched up armor and a giant rocket propelled axe, maybe?
Could be. It looks like definitely something's going on there. Definitely look kind of jury rigged, homemade. It looks cool. Dude's been working out. I'm just saying.
Yes.
His muscles have muscles. Or rather, he's not like super like
he's enormous, not buff, like the Hulk. But he's probably,
well, he's buff, but he's not like Hulk buff. He's just super ripped.
Ripped and starved. I think it's a good combination of it.
Could be. Yeah, he makes me think of me in my dreams.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice model. Do we have a scale? 75 millimeters, so he's quite large.
Yep.
And $50 US, that seems pretty reasonable for a model that size and resin and that detail level.
Mm-hmm.
The pose is it's not static, but he's supposed to be kind of stoic, so I get why he's posed that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find it's a terribly interesting pose.
It's a bit boring.
Yeah. Oh, well. Not everyone can be doing backflips. next up, Spiral Arms Studios. Nolte for Maelstrom's Edge.
Yeah. The game we always think is dead.
Well, I'm glad it's not. I mean, that was was that Bolter and Chainsword?
No, it's Deka.
Deka. Yeah, sorry. I knew it was one of the big forums.
Yeah, so Nolte, it's a giant model for the faction. It's probably in a, 50 or 60 meter base?
Yeah.
I don't have the size listed. Kind of alien guy thing with the... Think of the thing, but with armor on it, on him, and a strange Minotaur / Everblight head.
Does he have any eyes?
Yeah, that's the small holes. It looks like nostrils might be eyes. Not sure.
Well, he's cool looking, whatever he is.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to say, one of the things about Maelstrom Edge is that the models look different. I find they're not just a direct ripoff of 40K proxies or, you know, like, I find they have a different look to them, which is nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that one is pretty cool.
And if you know, for $23 US for a big resin piece.
Yeah, the price is, it's a really good price for that size.
So, I love their marketing blurb. Excuse me. The mighty Nolte is made up of 4 resin parts and an included base. Arms have some limited posing, but for the most part, this model is static. Like, way to sell it. It's okay. All right. Who do we got next? Red Beam Designs, Funland MDF Terrain.
So this is a 28 millimeter or 28 to 32 meter scale terrain for a, is it a fair you would call that?
Fair, an amusement park, something.
Amusement park, yeah. For Batman or Pulp City or any type of modern,
yeah.
Modern type game.
I can totally see this working for like a Joker gang thing. Mm-hmm. Or definitely works for Pulp City too, though.
Yep. That's where I saw it mentioned first on the Pulp City group. But I think the aim was more for Batman. It's even in the Batman scenery section. On their website.
That might be a hint.
There are four pieces. So an entrance, a Ferris wheel, a roller coaster, and two small boots, the ticket and fortune teller boots that are a single item in the website. Nice, simple stuff. They're not overt details, but they are a good price. Like the roller coasters, cost a lot. It's £40, but that's a really big piece. I think it fills up like 2x2 or something like that.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And the
The picture is a 3x3.
That's so a big piece.
It's a really big piece for that price.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel is only £20. Yeah, that also looks to be quite a large piece. So I think they have a good value here. Definitely. All right, what's up next? Steamforge Games, the Ratcatcher's Guild, paying the piper on pre-order.
So this is the first and only box for the Ratcatcher Guilds, which are a minor guild. So instead, unlike the other main guilds that have been out now, there will be less models, but they are associated with a main guild, and that way they can share models. So it's a new way to share model between guilds, and the unions models that were the kind of a mercenary in the past for Steam for Guild Ball will be not discontinued, but will not be able to play any longer with the main guilds now. So
there'll be a standalone team.
Yeah, standalone. So the Ratcatchers are the first of those minor guilds, and it's a full box. You get everything for the faction, I think. And I think that's it. So right now it's on pre-order. It's sold out on their page, but you can still pre-order it from your local store. And if you do, you get an exclusive alternate model for the Team Captain Piper.
Now, very, very cool models. That's a neat look. Which guild are the minor guild for?
The Morticians.
See.
So I think Skulk and Pelage, which are the two models for the Ratcatcher, will be able to play for the Morticians. And on the Mortician side, I'm drawing a blank. I couldn't say exactly which one. I think one of the graves, I think Veteran Grave and Bones will be able to play for them. But that's going from memory. I might be off there.
Okay.
So that's one of their PVC teams, same as the Farmer and Blacksmiths have been. So you get all the models, the mascot, a ball, a custom ball, so this time it's an inflated rat. And you get also a goal and a terrain piece.
Damn, that's for 60... Is that £60?
$60.
That seems expensive for the plastic boxes. Is that what they sell
for?
No,
that's their regular price, yeah.
But that's $60 Canadian here usually, isn't it?
Maybe.
So this is in US. This seems more expensive. Unless this is the Canadian Steamforge site and I'm just silly?
No, this seems to be $10 more than the other ones. Because maybe it's more of a limited releases, they had to up the price to be able to afford
to be able to make the
casting.
Yeah, that could be. All right, I mean, it's still good value, I guess, for the model quality and the amount of models you get in the box. All right, what do you have next? Crooked Dice, Fungoids.
So this is a bunch of Crooked Dice do mostly stuff for pulp gaming. So
yeah,
more simple models for all type of they have their 7TV line of games, and those looks like some mushroom or plants mixed aliens that have infected humans. There's a batch of them. There's 8 of them. all kind of types, like civilians, military scientists that have been mutated by
A dog.
Yeah, a dog. There are some pods, too, which probably are the source of those transformations.
Pod people.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pretty cool. I mean, they definitely have like a kind of throwback sculpting quality to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of retro, but they're quite cool. All right. Next up. Speaking of retro sculpting, Corvus Belli, Infinity February releases.
Yeah,
retro. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm obviously kidding.
There's a lot of releases, as usual, for... it's all the releases for the month. So there's stuff for mostly, I think, all factions, if not most of them. I like especially the Knights Hospitaller new box. So four Knights for the Panacea.
I like that. The Garuda Tact Bot. That looks really cool.
Yes, that looks good, too. Lots of new stuff. We won't list the old list.
Yeah, yeah.
But go take a look. You'll have a link in the show notes. Or just go to the Infinity Facebook page. You have a small gallery there with a family shot of everything. And after that, multiple shots of the models for every entry.
Yeah.
Amazing piece, always.
Yeah, very cool looking stuff from Corvus Belli. All right. That takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And it's a short list this week. First up, we have Steamforge Games, again. Guild Ball, the Fisherman's Guild, and Butcher's Guild.
So this is their way of trying to finance the old guilds in PVC. So they are going with the Fisherman and Butcher first. For $100, you get both of the six-man squad boxes for each team. So let's say if you're pledging for the Fisherman Guild, because there are separate projects on Indiegogo. So if you pledge $100 for the Fisherman one, you would get the 12 models. So that's two captains, eight players, two mascots, but also two goals and two Terran piece and two custom balls. So it's as if you bought the two different box like for the farmers right now. But for the Fisherman, that's an existing guild. And they have updated sculpts. So some of the pieces are pretty similar, but some have been reposed or resculpted to either fit better, either the art or be more easily moldable in plastic. It being a bit different of a challenge to cast than the metal or resin. Those projects have fixed funding and limited number of backers, so they limit it to 800 backers, which is the exact cost to produce the teams in that material.
And it's important to mention the Indiegogo is 16% off the regular MSRP.
Yeah.
So those boxes will be $120 at retail, so you're paying $100 US for the box.
And that might answer our question about the rat catchers. So 60 might be the new price for the plastic boxes.
Yeah,
so the farmer and blacksmith could have been a first test, and the new stuff will be 16 to the 50.
So both these Indiegogos have 16 days left.
Fisherman one.
I got distracted by the new alternate ball for the fisherman, which is a pufferfish.
Yeah, and a nermit crab.
Yeah, I kind of like that, I have to admit. That's kind of cool. Okay, sorry. I know what you're sculpting next, Antoine. I need a pufferfish ball.
I'm already sculpting one for the next for the East Canadian Championship, but it's not a pufferfish.
Oh, fine, be that way. All right. sidetracked. Yeah, so there's 16 days left. The fisherman one is a little bit more advanced. They're at 28,000 US of 80,000. The butchers are at 20,000 US and a little bit of 80,000. So
it's a bit short.
35% once again, 25%. Yeah. It doesn't look great, but time will tell.
Yeah. And Steamforge, I've not mentioned that if those fail, if it will be the only attempt, will there be another way to maybe fund that another time or try with other guilds? But those being the main two guilds from the first Kickstarter when the game came out and some of the most popular, I don't see them, if those fail, trying with another one for quite a while.
Yeah, it's just a waste of resources, right, to try to run the campaign and do the designs for the sculpts and all that.
Yep. We'll see. In 16 days, we'll see.
I'll be honest, though. I wonder if the reason that it's not doing better is that if you look at the renders they have,
mm-hmm.
they're kind of low detail level. Like, they're... I don't know if they're final renders. I think they're more, like, work-in-progress renders.
Maybe.
Because some of them look quite good. Like, for example, on the Fisherman, the Hag looks good because it's, like, it's also what we have in metal right now. But you look at Vet Siren or whatever, and she looks kind of soft. Like, there's not a lot to her in terms of small details. So I don't know if those are final.
Yeah, that's possible. I couldn't say.
Well, maybe it's just me. All right. And last but not least, we have probably the coolest name so far this week. Bad Squiddo Games, Freya's Wrath, Dark Age and Fantasy, 28mm Shale Maidens.
So Bad Squiddo Game is a smaller company that deals only in female miniatures. That's their stick. Their shtick. They either have them commissioned them for them themselves, or they provide a hub for other companies' female miniatures too. And they run a Kickstarter for new lines. So this time it's the Dark Age miniature, so a Viking female to fit for the saga mostly. So that's the main goal, to have a saga warband playable with just female models.
Yeah, no, some of them look really nice. I quite like the units they have here. And I mean, they have a unit of beavers. 6 beavers for 10 pounds.
Yeah, I don't
Canadian.
I don't know if you remember, but there was a Kickstarter with the weaponized hamsters.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was the same company.
Well, there you go.
So, critters is a big
they
part.
They have moose and beavers.
Yeah. As a Canadian,
it's hard exactly.
to go wrong. Speak to us.
So let's look at the numbers. So it looks like the pledge, they have an animal pledge. How do you go wrong? So for £38, you get 3 moose, 3 bears, 6 beavers, 8 ravens, and 2 wildcats. A whole menagerie, if you will. At £65, you get any 6 packs of the $12 units. So it goes up from there. So there's quite a few options in the Kickstarter. It's really, really well priced, I would say. And it's doing quite well. So they were looking for £4,500. And they're currently at £22,819. With 7 days left to go.
Yeah, it's a short one.
Yeah. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on February 6, 2018. And that's it for this week, buddy.
Yes, it is.
We made it through another one.
We did.
I'm going to go cough my lungs out.
Yeah.
I will talk to you later. See you next week, Anton.
Yeah. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.